Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's Jazz Call on Friday, the 28th of January, we have Rafik Damak, Carlton Samuels, Dave Kissoun-Doyal, Olivier Crétin-Leblanc, Alex Kakuru, Sébastien Bachelet, Sintra Suknanan, Avery Doria, Tijani Benjema, Carlos Aguirre, Alan Greenberg. From staff, we have Carla Valente and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies today noted from Michaela Nalon and Cheryl Langdon-Orr, and we're just trying to get hold of Boudouin Chambet. Could I please remind everyone, please, to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Rafik and Carlton.
Thank you, Gisela.
Thank you, Gisela. Okay. Rafik, go ahead. You can lead.
Yeah. Okay. So, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. I'm sorry that last time I wasn't able to join the call. So, my understanding that last time the main discussion was about charter and but before that, I would like to ask everybody if they have any update in their SOI or DOI. Okay, hearing none. So as I said, my understanding that in the last call, the main discussion was about the charter, and I'm not sure if we should continue on that, or we should move more to discussion about substantive points, because we have real tight timeline. But if we want to continue about the charter, I would like to suggest that Carlton can share about for this that part, and I can take the lead after. About the substantive point. So, Carlton, what do you think? Everybody, what do you think about that?
I'm not at all unhappy with answering any question that might come up about the charter. If you look at what we were doing, it is merely to take the two charters as proposed and begin to work on the issues together. If you look at the original and the new JNSO charter and you try to bring them together, you see where in the first instance they might have something that says proposed and the original charter says establish. I don't see a great big deal of saying propose and establish, because you have to propose before you can establish. I think the problem that they might have had is that you should have definitive outcomes. I don't know why they would be against a definitive outcome that the word establish suggests. So I think we're pretty much done with that if we're going to get anywhere.
Carlton, I think Alan has raised his hand, but please continue and then Alan.
Yes.
Alan, please go ahead.
Sorry, I thought you were Carlton was going to continue. At this point, my understanding, and maybe I'm wrong because I left the meeting early, is that the ALAC is going to be considering but has not yet formally decided whether it's going to modify its charter or not. Is that correct?
Yes. I have drafted a union, what I term unionized charter, which simply looks at the two competing charters.
But is that for our purposes or for the ALAC to consider?
That is for the ALAC to consider. What I'm suggesting here now is that if you look at the items where one says discuss and establish, the other one propose, I'm not sure that process-wise it matters much, because you have to discuss and propose before you can actually put down anything.
I would suggest that since the GNSO accepted one charter and rejected another, they, or at least some members within the GNSO, do believe there is a substantive difference between them. I would suggest that we not agonize over the wording of a charter right now, that unless we find something blatantly bad about what you have proposed, that we wait for AILAC to take action and that we start using our time productively on the issues that we believe are common or on the ones that are unique to AILAC. That's the call of this group. I think there are some priorities that are clear. And not worry about the wording of a formal unionized charter. Unless the GNSO takes extraordinary action, which I wouldn't expect them to, they are not going to accept this unionized charter, so they're still working on their own charter. We will likely have to report to them separately to make it very clear to them what it is we're proposing that they can accept. But let's get to the point where we have a report to agonize over. I don't think we're at that stage today.
I am fine with that, Alan. My own feeling is that look at the charter. The charter is very clear. The first one says we're concerned about is the criteria of financial need. Well, now we're going to propose and establish one. We have to figure out what the hell it is. So, if I'm using this as an example, there is clearly a need to determine how are we going to decide what are the inputs to the decision about which applicant is eligible for financial need. I think we can begin to start getting information on that. Now, same with the other one. There has to be some kind of mechanism, having determined the criteria is, what are we going to do to actually bring in applicants and at the end of a process say this one is eligible and that one isn't. That's a mechanism. We're going to set up a committee or something. That requires attention. To me, whether the GNSO believes it or not, you're going to have that requirement. So, as I go down the list of things that are required to act, my suggestion is that we divide up the work and then ask people to focus on specific issues and come back to the group with their recommendations for adoption or for the advice and consent of the entire group. That's my suggestion. Back to you.
Okay. So, but how you propose that we divide the work if we are going to follow that the unionized charter? So, do you have some idea how we should divide the work, or we can talk about now?
I would ask for members who would wish to work on the very first piece,
okay.
The criteria.
Yeah.
Show up and let us begin to develop the criteria. I would ask for members who would be willing to look at the method mechanism by which we will work through applicants against this criteria to show up for work and begin the work. I would ask for volunteers who would be willing to work on a review mechanism to do that. I would ask the volunteers who would look at the funding and the funding model for making the applicant's support a reality to begin to work on that?
I think Avery is in the queue. Avery?
No, I was going to say what Carlton just said, so I removed myself from the queue.
So, that you you want about to you want to volunteer for some work team?
I wasn't actually doing that at the moment, although, as I've said several times, I'm interested working in the raising and funding models. But no, I was basically going to suggest something similar to what Carlton suggested of not dividing ourselves along the lines of every item, but basically coming up. I think he came up with four groups, and you know, I think those are good because it covers most of the things that look like it needs to be done. And as I said, yeah, I'm certainly I've committed myself, whatever this group does, to working on trying to get people to think about funding, and I'm certainly willing to work with others on working on a funding model. I think it's critical that people do the first one. You know, what are, how do we, you know, determine who gets agents, who gets doesn't, what are the processes? But that's not something that, A, I consider myself all that qualified for, and B, it's not where my main interest lies. So that one has to get done. I'm not volunteering for that one, but I am volunteering to come up with some program to try and get people to contribute money and to figure out the right way to basically manage those funds, and et cetera.
Yeah. Carla, can you, can you type or to post in the Adobe Connect the suggestion made by Carlton for dividing the tasks to the working groups? So maybe
I just didn't, and it vanished, so I'm trying to redo it again.
Okay. So then if we have this work team, and then maybe we ask people who are present now to choose which work team they want to volunteer, they can volunteer in many work teams, so it's not...
Yeah, it is uploaded. I don't know if you are able to see.
What I am seeing is the United Working Group Charter. Okay.
Unionized. I think this is what I received.
Yes, but we had moved ahead a little bit in terms of just starting some sub-working groups. I suggested that we have a set of people working on the criteria for eligibility. I suggest that we have a set of people working on a mechanism for working applicants through a process to make them to make them candidates for support.
The later it's related to which point, A, B, or C? So
the mechanism.
Point B.
Yeah.
So you suggest that working group for point A, A and B.
Right.
Okay.
I wasn't even going by that. I'm just looking at some very, very high-level processes that we know needs to be in place. The eligibility criteria is something that we have to do. So we need a group to work on that. The issue of how we bring people through the process to declare them acceptable for receiving support, there's going to be one of that. Then the funding and how we get funding and what we do to sustain it, there's another one for that. And I'm suggesting that those are the three main ones as far as I'm concerned right now.
Yeah.
Avery has indicated an interest in the issues surrounding funding and where we get them and so on and the sustainability. I would suggest to this group that we ask Avery to lead that effort.
So maybe if Carla, can you like post the working groups, how we dispatch them, and then maybe people can volunteer now who are present now, they can volunteer and then to at least to start working on those points.
You want to take Avery's suggestion there, just to get back to your question, Rafiq. In the chat, Avery has made a sensible suggestion that probably we should put down on the record, for the record. She's proposing.
Yeah.
You see the proposal from Avery.
That's the idea, to put the proposal in the Adobe Connect, because also that I am seeing that Avery, she is proposing some merged items, so that just to help everybody to see how we are dividing the work now.
And you see Alex as a volunteer be in the fundraising subgroup by Avery. You also see another subgroup being proposed, and that is the one that deals with the assistance. The assistance, what I would call assistance in kind.
Okay, we have Avery in the queue. Please go ahead, Avery.
Yeah, sorry, I was typing as opposed to thinking, but I was looking and trying. So yeah, in terms of trying to match, I think what Carlton was saying, it looks like, you know, A and B, as was said, go together. It's basically establishing the criteria and establishing a mechanism, or proposing a mechanism, saying a word from the GNS loaded term of establishing and actually doing work. We don't want to actually do that. then basically it was looking to me like C and F, whether it was, you know, I think it was C and F, whatever I wrote down.
I think E and F, yeah.
Right.
It was
C and G. So, and then that, and then the two of them, the H, you know, that one looks to me kind of standalone. Oh, by the way, we can't scroll. Oh, yeah, I can scroll, sorry. I was thinking I couldn't scroll the
The H, I think it's it was the puzzle that we work with ICANN staff about that, no?
Right. So that, I think, is a separate effort. And then for those that want to propose mechanisms on the IDN build-out, that seems to be a separate sort of work item. So
I agree.
We end up with five.
Teams.
Yep.
I agree.
Okay.
Thanks, Avery. I agree.
Okay, we have, please, Dishani, go ahead. It's okay.
He might be on mute. He might be on mute.
Yeah.
Give him a few minutes. Give him a few seconds.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was mute. Okay, I am sorry, Avery, but I cannot see the relationship between A and D. An added work, but the main...
It was A and B I meant. If I wrote B, I was wrong.
Pardon?
I meant A and B.
A and B.
I am sorry.
B as in boy.
I may have written B.
So, okay. No problem.
Criteria and mechanisms go together. That's the point she's making to Janice.
Okay. Okay, it's okay.
I think maybe it's better to put those points in the Adobe Connect to help everybody, because it's becoming a little bit fuzzy and not easy to follow.
There in the Connect chat, what we will need to do is put it in the notes.
Yeah, how to create notes. New notes. We said A and B. Okay. Well, thank you, Aubrey.
A, B, E, G, D, E, H, and I.
Again, I make a mistake. It's C, G.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Yes.
D and G,
D,
I think.
D and G, right.
D and H. Okay. So can everybody see the notes or not? I'm not sure.
And I left out F.
No, F is about the that 100,000 proposing that for coordinate coverage qualifying assistance while
no,
the
third
party. That goes H. Yeah.
I think F is either with B and G or with.
Yeah, I think E and F. It's about D, E. And
E, F, and G, that's about coordinating assistance
right, okay, so
in kind
yeah,
coordination.
Yeah, yeah. D, E, F should probably
yes.
be. Yes, E, F, yeah. It's all about how to provide assistance to the applicant.
Yes, so coordination, all of that work. How you get people together and what do we do and what kinds of roles will be required for assistance.
So at least maybe we can start to ask who want to volunteer for work team A and B.
Me, Tijani.
Okay. Who else? Okay.
Alex and Avery has already declared for funding.
Yeah. For that, it's the point. It's C. So I was talking about A and B. So now we can move to C. It's Alex and Avery. Point D, E, F. About assistance to the applicant and coordination. Who want to volunteer? Okay. Carlos, please go ahead.
Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, Carlos. I can hear you.
Thank you. Thank you. Sorry. I need to know what is the matter that treat the every teams, please. I want to be a volunteer, but
Carlos, for which one?
The issue of your team.
Sorry.
For me.
I didn't hear you well. For which point you want to volunteer?
Sorry, Rafik. I want to know what treat or what is about each work team.
Ah, okay.
I want to be a volunteer, but need to know what is the issue of work teams.
Okay. Yeah. So the first work team is about the point A and B, which is about how to propose the criteria for financial needs, but also to define the mechanisms. So we have Tijani who volunteered for that, and maybe he can lead that effort, and maybe Sintra can also join. The next work team is item C, which is about, I think, the funding, the foundations in funding. So it's... we have there Avery and Alex. Okay, it's clear.
Yes.
And we have for work team D, E, F, which are mostly about how to provide assistance for applicants and coordinating the assistance for the applicants. So we merged all those points in that one team, and we have item H, which is about how to waive about basis of the fee and how we can waive that. But I think we need to work with the ICANN staff for that point. And the last one, last work team, it's about how to build out the IDM.
Okay, thank you, Rafik.
Yeah. Sorry, just for the foundation, it's, I think, point C and J. I think Avery is there, no? Yeah.
Yeah. CG is the one that, as I said, I've already started working on and hope to continue.
Yeah. I saw the Avery comment about the work team. So it's really important that we have many volunteers in each work team. And they try to work on a weekly basis. So because it will make more easily for the working group members to review. And then we can share the workload between all our working group members. So. I think Carlton and me, we will try to join as much as work team we can. But the work
well,
will be.
I am quite seized with the opportunity to look at criteria and the mechanisms, as well as the funding model. So I will kind of float between those two work teams. if Avery will have me.
Avery.
Yeah, go ahead, Avery.
Yeah, of course. In fact, what I suggested when I was writing is that, you know, the people that want to focus on it, you know, volunteer, be part of this group, that it continues to be open, that it's groups going off, kind of like when you have a big meeting, and then you say, okay, for the next hour, you know, we're going off into our separate corners here, and then we'll come back and talk, and that it remain open, that these groups do not become closed. Obviously, they may decide to have, you know, some other telephone calls and you know, ask for the good graces of Gisela to help set them up, to have 2-3 person talking on things. But those still, I would hope, would be open, and anybody could jump into anything at any time and just keep everybody up to speed. And then, as I said in my suggestion, that each of the groups would be scheduled as part of the agenda, you know, on a weekly basis if we're having 2 meetings, and that means we can cover 2 or 3 of them in one meeting and 2 or 3 of them in the other, while still covering all the other stuff that we may or may not need to cover, and to just start getting it done and start, you know, chipping away at it progressively. But we can't all focus on everything all the time, and that's why I think this is a suggestion. Thank you.
I agree with you. So I think that work team members, they need to coordinate between them, and they will have. It's better to use, like, the facilities from ICANN, so just for record. And I think I advise people to communicate through the mailing list, at least people can be in the loop of the discussion, and that work team leaders try to report in the calls about the work done, so it will be make it more easy for people to comment, and that we can make progress, I hope.
Can I make a suggestion that when we're using the email group for the work teams, we use a label that identifies what subgroup issue it is, so that it's easy for anybody else to identify. But I want to emphasize the principle that was was so succinctly outlined by Avery. These are open work teams. Anyone can join them. We can make them as open as possible. They will set up their own work schedules, but every week we will have some time on the calendar, time on the agenda for them to come back and report.
Yeah, Avery, I can confirm that it's not just a report, but we are going to discuss about all this work teamwork, and for sure that it will be in the agenda, so don't worry about that, please. Okay, so I think I will send later to the mailing list that list of work teams and the people who already volunteered, and then we will ask the rest of members to join. Avery, please go ahead.
Quickly, and thank you, because that was one of the things I was going to suggest. I was also thinking that we have 20 minutes left here. We may want to, and I hesitate for this because it's just me something I have to do, but we may want to actually ask those people who are already volunteering for things, like the AB group or the CG group or the DDF group, to sort of talk a little bit about what they see, why they're volunteering, why.
I'm at home because I'm
on
a teleconference.
Just start off the discussion with maybe 5 minutes each of, where we think we're going with this, so we can actually start a little bit of the blue sky stuff while we're still here. And then maybe that will inspire other people to join up.
I think so, yeah.
So it's just that people who want to leave that start to talk, like maybe Tijani now and you after, because for the other work teams, we don't have already volunteers or leaders. So we can maybe that we can talk about the item A and B and C and J. Okay. Tijani, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. First of all, Avery, please, when you speak in the microphone, because you are very far and I understand you hardly. The main point I wanted to make now is that Carla sends an email with the composition, not the composition, with the working teams, the working teams that we set up now, and with the persons who now volunteers for each one, and ask the members of the list to volunteer and to express themselves in which working team they want to be. We need to be effective and working very hard starting this week. That's all.
Okay, I think that we agreed about that anyway. As we said, maybe the for the two work teams that we have leaders and already members, that maybe they can start to talk, discuss. So please, maybe we can start with the work team A and B.
Yeah. You want me to speak about it? Okay. So it will be as you know, it's one of the main requirements of the board to define the criteria for the need or for the eligibility, if you want, for the support. And right now we have Sintra, who sent a document about UK eligibility criteria for other things, but it is a good starting point. We have to find other experience, other other kind of eligibility criteria in other situations, so that we will try to compile all this and try to adapt it or not adapt it, but try to see how we can find criteria for our case. I tell you, it's not easy. We need a lot of people, and I think that we'll manage to have some of the working group members volunteering for this working team.
Yeah, we can. That's a good. This is Carlton. It's a good start to look at eligibility rules from around the world. People who get legal advice or legal support assistance is probably one good category to look at. It will provide us with a lot of spurs to go on. I would also suggest that there are eligibility rules that are made, especially in the metropolitan countries, for state assistance of one kind or other. Those might also offer some substrates from which we can extract things. So there is something we can work on. It will require some probably some searching, and that's what I intend to do. I'm particularly going to look at the rules in various metropolitan countries for state assistance, whether it is for economic assistance or social assistance.
Especially from the World Bank.
Yes, to see okay. what it is that they do.
Yes.
So that's a good, Tijani, thank you. Just to point out that that's a good way to acquire. And yes, we will need a lot of hands, but we will just continue to work who we have. And then we can get together and consolidate, just extract the ones that we think, the points we think would make be useful in this context, and put them to the other members of the group for advice and consent.
Hello. Can I comment?
Oh, Tony, please go ahead.
Yeah, just adding to what Tijani just said, and I believe Carson, there is another source of information which might be useful, which is the guidelines for donations. For example, here in Argentina, we have the government has a program which allows nonprofit organizations to receive donated equipment or things that are donated in the wealthy countries, and there are a series of requisitions which qualify you to be eligible to receive donations. That it may be the same in other countries.
Yes.
I'm not sure, for Tony, when you join, it's the call, but do you want to volunteer for this work team?
To be a member, yes, but not to lead it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Just, yeah, okay.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you.
Avery, please go ahead.
Yeah, I think what Tony just brought up actually would contribute to two different teams. One was in terms of the criteria for what people are, you know, the criteria that people have in Argentina feeds into this AB group. I think the notion of donated equipment and that and how that works might also feed into the DEF group of the how, you know, assistance in kind, let's call it, you know, whether it's services or equipment or whatever, can. So I think that actually that bit of knowledge would probably contribute to two different, you know, to two different work teams' efforts. That's what I wanted to say. Thanks. Can I go on and start talking about the CG group?
If there is no more comments about the work team A and B, we can go to the CG group. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any
just quickly.
Comments?
So. Oh, okay, I'll wait.
I don't think there is no comment, so you can go ahead.
Okay, yeah, and especially since we were just doing quick intros to the topics here. On the contributions and the mechanisms for distributing those, basically there's been a couple different parts of it. I mean, there's the part of it that is sort of one to one side, and it's the GNSO problematical one of what happens with auction funds. And I'm sort of not thinking of jumping into that one as a first mechanism. What I've started doing and started doing on my own, which is trying to sort of motivate the notion that there are lots of rich registrars. There are lots of rich registrars. There are, I mean, you know, we look at the parties they give. We look at the money they spend to bring in Clinton to speak. They've got money. There are rich domainers. There's basically a lot of wealth in the ICANN community. So the idea is to start appealing to that wealth. At first, just to make pledges that sort of say, if there is a well-form mechanism for, you know, maintaining and distributing these funds, yes, we will donate. Now, I haven't gotten anybody to shout out that yet, but I'm working on it. And then there's obviously the notion of, you know, you have to build some mechanism for managing it. The other side of it is some of those may sort of say, that's a really good idea, and we're willing to put together a fund, but we're only willing to put together a fund for people that are community applicants. Or we're only willing to do a fund that we manage ourselves and it's for people in our country. And I think that that's great, too. And so the other half of it is working with those folks to sort of get them to agree, for example, to use the criteria that the AB group is working with plus their own, you know, and it has to be my country or it has to be community or it has to be IDN. And basically getting them involved in it. I think next steps, other than the bits I've done, either to annoy people on the phone or to, you know, write a couple blog pieces trying to generate interest in this. And by the way, I have gotten interest in some of the blog pieces I've written on this, though it's mostly been, yeah, good idea, you know, we're thinking about it, we'll get back to you in about a month after our board has talked about it, so that's great. But no public, yes, we contribute $100,000, you know, we pledge. So I think one thing we have to do is come up with a more organized approach to these rich potential donors, sort of as an appeal letter, and you know, phone calls that we talk to them. And also we have to start thinking about what is the shape of a fund that manages this. One of the comments I've already gotten from people, great idea on the fund, but I don't think it should be based in, you know, North America or Europe. It should be based somewhere in, you know, a developing economy. Or good idea, but. And so start collecting those notions of what is the right way, where is the right place, is this indeed the right thing to do? And come up with a proposal for how to establish, you know, some fund mechanism that handles it. So that's what I've sort of been thinking in terms of the CG, and as I say, some of the stuff that I've just, you know, while waiting for the group to either decide it was doing it or not doing it, or to decide, you know, coordinate, I just started doing it because if we could get donors to say, yes, we'll do it, we're already ahead of the game. I think DEF, and I'm not volunteering to lead DEF, but certainly to be on it, is a very similar type of operation, but it has to do with the in-kind. It has to do with services and help and translation. And so it needs to get some people on it that really know what a registry does and a registry service provider and knows what kind of help people will need. So it could do something similar to what I'm proposing for CG money raising, but for, you know, the in-kind help.
Yes.
And I take a similar route, but it's a different route. And so, as I say, I volunteer to be on DEF and that, but, you know, certainly am not putting myself up as someone that would drive that one because I don't have deep knowledge of how a registry works to be able to drive that kind of group. Thanks.
Yeah, I agree. I think like your work team, it's more for the target is more foundation and those organizations which are willing to give some funds. When for DEF, it's more for the technical, mostly for technical assistance. And maybe that we need the target. It's mostly registries or registrars, which are willing to help new applicants. So, but maybe any coordination between the work team is, I think, it will be helpful. Maybe they can share some ideas, so it's not to reinvent the wheel again. Okay,
if I can answer that, that's one reason for always coming back to the full group, is the full group is really our sharing and coordination point. And when we say, well, CG has been working on blah, 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 DEF says, oh, yeah, et cetera.
And, and for that, we need mostly that to encourage people to work in the wiki, so to share they work in the wiki, so it will be more easy for people to see that and to either than to try to navigate in the emails. So, okay, Avery, you want to any more comment about CNG? No. You can hear me? No?
I can hear you, yes, but barely.
Okay. Just I was asking you if you want to, you have any other comment or?
Oh, for CG, no. And I already contributed to DEF. And since I suggested the H and I could comment on what I think is needed there if there are no volunteers to comment yet, but no.
Okay, maybe I will volunteer for DEF, but not necessarily to. Okay, I can volunteer for DEF. Okay, let's go forward.
For example, I think Elaine is someone that we want to try and bring back and get her into DEF, that she took very much a lead on those kinds of ideas in the first chapter of this group.
Yeah, I think maybe also Michele, it's from registrar side. Yeah, definitely. I'm just concerned about the 2 points for the J about the H about the fee and for the IDN work team. Maybe for the IDN work team, Andrew may volunteer for that. I think he was really maybe he can volunteer for this work team. So okay, we have just 5 minutes. So if there is any comments, Avery?
Yeah, if I could speak on H a little. I'm not volunteering for this one because I'm not, but you know, certainly, and I don't want to put, you know, Tony on the hook. Obviously, I can, but on the spot. But you know, for example, he was very much a very forceful person, and there have been other people in the group. And so I think a group of them that would, you know, find the right person in ICANN and open it up and actually, you know, jump into that issue with ICANN, you know, the people that have really been paying attention to the fee and the fee structure and all of that. Now, we know that it doesn't look like we're going to get fee reductions, though I think we should continue to attempt to get fee reductions. You know, one of the proposals that I heard from a board member at one point in terms of fee reductions is, well, you know, you haven't proposed the mechanism for doing them. You know, you haven't said, how do we remain self-funding? Because we never really said point blank, and you raise somebody else's fee if you have to. And I don't know if we want to say that, but we never have said that. In terms of that, there also may be a notion that if certain monies are raised, those monies can perhaps be allocated to, you know, assisting with those fee reductions and that. I don't know. But somebody, you know, needs to take this one and really needs to if we're going to do it. I mean, we've got it on the list. It's on the ALAC charter. It's not certainly on the, I don't think it's on the GNSO charter. And, you know, we need to have people, and that's going to be sort of a lot of work of working with ICANN to try and ferret out the information we need on it. Thanks. To say I'm not volunteering,
thanks.
I just, that's the way it looks to me.
Yeah, thanks, Harry. You suggested to volunteer, maybe if Tony is willing to join this work team.
Yeah, I'm quite happy to do that. I think it's an important subject. I think we've been brushed off very lightly with this, and I still think the application fee is completely overblown.
Do you want to take the lead for this work team?
I don't know if that's such a good idea. Time-wise, I'm really, really, really stretched. I'd happy to be a co-leader. Would anybody else sort of be a partner on this?
Okay, so, yeah, I understand, yeah. But, anyway, you will be really helpful for this work team with your experience.
Well, if I can, I'd be very happy to do it, sure. No problem.
Yeah, thank you, anyway. Jenny, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Avri, the question you have been asked about how the fee reduction will be done is a tricky question. That means that ICANN will not accept to reduce the fees unless someone pays to compensate it. And it's very sad. That means that there will not be a solution. I am really concerned.
If I can answer. It is problematic. What they've asked is, within the constraint of the program remaining self-funding, if we accept that the fee is what it is because that's necessary, which the board is sort of accepting, that, you know, staff has said, we need this fee in order to do this program. And if they accept that, and you know, it's not for the board, perhaps it is for the board to say, well, prove that you need this. I don't know that they've done that accurately. But if you accept that they need that amount of money, then if you're lessening the fee for someone, you've got to find some compensation for it elsewhere, either because, I mean, because the program being self-funding is one of those requirements that the board is sticking to, and I don't think they're going to go back on. So either somebody's got to pay more, or there has to be some other compensatory model. So what model are we proposing is what people ask. We can't just reduce some fees. Well, who covers it is what they're saying. So, yeah, it is sad.
Can I comment?
Yeah, please.
When you finish, Harry.
No, I'm done. You know me. I'll keep talking until someone stops.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I entirely agree with you. And I would also point out that I think part of the problem in asking for a fee reduction is that thanks to the efforts of this impressive intellectual property lobby, which has pushed this thing about 2.5 years back on schedule, I mean, that's adding expense every month to the process because, I mean, how much is this Brussels meeting going to cost ICANN at the end of February, for example? And it's all related to the new GTLD program. So that may be something which really weighs in the balance, unfortunately. If we'd been on track with schedule and all these extra expenses had not been heaped upon ICANN, we might have been received with, let's say, a better disposition when we approach them on something like this.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, Tony. It's okay. You want to?
Yeah, I finished. I didn't know if I wasn't sure if I was disconnected because of the silence. I hope I didn't shock anybody with what I just said.
Okay, I see. Yeah, Alan, please go ahead.
Yeah, I've refrained from commenting on this for a while now. I made the case earlier that I think this is a futile effort and not worth our effort. The issue Tony has raised is part of it. Even if the 100,000 was wrongly calculated originally, and I don't think we're going to have the basis for making that decision, there have been huge costs that have been incurred since that 100,000 was established. ICANN's methodology for paying that back has not been to raise the 25,000 or 26,000 that was allocated to sunk costs, but to say round 2, 3, 4, 5, 106 will have to pay part of that cost also instead of being paid off in round 1. I just think that this is not a good use of our time, because I think the chances of success are so small that I think it's a red herring. I've said that before, but I won't say it again now, but I really think it's not a good use of our time. Thank you.
Thanks, Anna. I think now we are run out of time for this conf call. Please, if there is any further comment, no comment, no feedback. So, okay, I think we can adjourn the conf call for today. Thank you, everybody, for your participation, and I think that now we can start the. Oh, Avery, you have something.
Oh, no, sorry,
to say.
I didn't. That was an accident. Sorry. But while I've got the floor, great meeting. I'm glad we started. Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you, Avery.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tijani, Lintra, Dave.